This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show podcast.
All right, it's a busy day, memo day. There's also breaking news regarding the State Department and their political efforts to try to undermine the president. But I'm very excited about our guest, and I want to welcome to the program. He is a very famous guy in high demand today. You've seen him all over Fox News. Joe DeGeneva, founding partner of the Washington, D.C. law firm of DeGeneva and Tonsing, and of course, former U.S. attorney. Joe, thanks for joining us here in Philadelphia.
My pleasure. I was born and raised in Wilmington, Delaware, so I know Philly well.
I know. You're basically a local guy. And I assume you're rooting for the Eagles this weekend, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Good. Excellent. Great answer. All right. Now, you have said that this is the most disgraceful, worst period in FBI history. Now that the memo has come out, I assume you've read it. Give us your thoughts.
Well, it actually reinforces things we already know, but it does so with the imprimatur of the House Intelligence Committee and with sworn testimony from some very important people, including the now defrocked Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who testified under oath that there would have been no FISA warrant without the dossier. And the court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, was never told that the dossier was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee, and the court was never told that Mr. Steele had a profound animus against the President of the United States, Mr. Trump, and the court was never told that Mr. Steele went to Yahoo, leaked the contents of the memo to Michael Isikoff, who wrote a story, and then the FBI used that story to bolster the reliability of the dossier and never inform the court that Mr. Steele had told Yahoo about it. What it paints a picture of is regrettably, a picture of a corrupt FBI at the very top. And notwithstanding all of the ridiculous machinations by Adam Schiff, the ranking minority member of the House Intelligence Committee, and Nancy Pelosi and these other crazies in the Democratic Party, we have a very serious problem at the top of the FBI. And I don't know that the current FBI chief, Christopher Wray, either understands it or is capable of fixing the problem.
When James Comey came out today and said that this memo is much to do about nothing, not surprising considering that he's the one that signed off on these FISA warrants.
Yeah. Well, James Comey is, of course, a completely discredited public figure. I have described him for more than a year as a dirty cop, because that's what he is. He threw the Hillary Clinton case in concert with a number of senior FBI and DOJ officials, knowing that she had committed crimes. He nonetheless exonerated her. He played ball with the corrupt Attorney General, Loretta Lynch. It's hard to begin to describe just how awful James Comey is as a former director, as a lawyer, and as a person. But I hope he keeps tweeting, because every time he does, he looks loonier and loonier.
Joe DeGeneva is here, former U.S. attorney and also the founding partner of the Washington, D.C. firm of DeGeneva and Tonsing, LLP. You are, I think, one of the most articulate spokespeople of the problem of the politicization of the FBI. And I don't think that people really quite understand what's at stake if this doesn't stop going forward for our republic.
Well, we have, ever since the end of the J. Edgar Hoover period of the FBI, spent a lot of time trying to insulate the FBI from political influence. And lo and behold, we find out that in 2016, the FBI launched itself from its seventh floor into the politics of the Democratic Party and aligned itself with one candidate against another. And people have to understand, this is a pretty simple story. The FBI, at the top level of the seventh floor, its senior appointees, along with the senior people at the Department of Justice, conspired to illegally exonerate Hillary Clinton of crimes involving the Espionage Act, and at the same time to try and ensure that she would win. And then if she lost, their insurance policy, as they put it, was to frame Donald Trump with an illegal charge. It's an amazing story. It's Kafkaesque. And the sad part about it is that all of it is absolutely true.
It seems as if now that the Mueller investigation, which was born out of this, it's very hard to justify why this investigation should continue when it arose after this dossier. No dossier, no Mueller investigation. Yes. Where is this going?
Well, we all have to understand that when Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, announced the appointment of a special counsel, he issued a memorandum appointing Mr. Mueller. There is no crime identified in that appointment memorandum. In fact, the Deputy Attorney General went out of his way to say that, you know, this was basically a counterintelligence investigation. Well, that's not what special counsels are supposed to do. The rules make it very clear that they're supposed to investigate an enumerated crime. No crime was enumerated in this appointment. Mr. Rosenstein made a terrible mistake. He did it purposely to protect himself and to insulate himself from having to make difficult decisions about this phony Russian probe. What he should have done is kept it internally, had some senior Justice Department lawyers look at it, maybe take some grand jury testimony. He didn't have to appoint a special counsel. He did that to cover his fanny. It's disgraceful, and I can understand precisely why the president has never been happy with Mr. Rosenstein. And, you know, if Mr. Rosenstein and Chris Wray, I understand they both threatened to resign if certain things happen. Like Chris Wray said, if this memo was published, this four-page memo, he might consider resigning. I think the president's happy to have him resign, him and Mr. Rosenstein.
Yes, and they both serve at the pleasure of the president, Joe DiGenova, as you know, and a lot of people don't seem to realize that when these people running the Justice Department and the FBI, their job is to help the executive enforce the laws of the country. He's the one under the Constitution who has to take care that the laws are faithfully executed. They're there to help him do that job. They're not there as a check on the executive. They work for the executive. They're there to help him.
That is exactly right, and very few people understand that. Now that doesn't mean that a president can willy-nilly do silly things with regard to the FBI and the Department of Justice. But it is also true that they work for the President of the United States. They are employees of the executive branch. They are not a separate government. They are not a separate branch of government. They work for the president. He can fire them. Everybody knows that he could have fired James Comey. The mistake there was he didn't fire James Comey on Inauguration Day, but let him hang around and do more damage. But Mr. Rosenstein is not in good favor at the White House right now. You saw what the president said about him today when he was asked about him. He said, "I'll let you decide that," to the reporter. That was pretty damning. They continue to say publicly, pardon me, that they have confidence in Chris Wray. But in fact, they do not. In fact, they think that Chris Wray lacks the fundamental strength of character to do all the things that need to be done to reform the FBI. Mr. Wray is a classic George W. Bush administration bureaucrat. He's risk averse, doesn't like doing anything that's too complicated or risky. Some of his testimony on Capitol Hill has been sophomoric and embarrassing to people like us who've spent years in the department and expect a little bit more sophisticated response by people who hold such senior positions in the Department of Justice.
Joe DiGenova, when you were a U.S. attorney and you had to seek a warrant and you'd go before a judge and you had to swear or affirm that the information you were giving the judge was the whole information, if you would have at the time withheld something like this, like they clearly did here before the FISA court, if you had done that at the time, what would have been the repercussions?
If the judge had found out about it, I would have been called back before that judge along with my boss and I would have been told that I was going to be held in contempt, and I was going to be referred to the bar for disciplinary action. And if my boss didn't know that I had done it, my boss would have fired me at that point. All of the people at the FBI who were engaged in these applications to the court and all of the people at the Department of Justice who reviewed it, that would be John Carlin, the Assistant Attorney General for National Security, Sally Yates, the Deputy Attorney General, and, of course, the Attorney General, the lowly and inestimable woman who ran the place for a while. I think what you find out is that there were so many people who violated rules and laws that it's going to take a federal grand jury to investigate this, not just some congressional hearings where people come up and they testify. That's fine. But courts were lied to. Crimes were committed here. FISA warrants were applied. Remember what happened here. This was a warrant not to spy on a foreign national. This was a warrant to spy on an American citizen that the FBI had to allege was acting as an agent of a foreign power in order to get the warrant. And that's what they said about Carter Page. And you know what? There was no evidence to establish that. So I am appalled that Christopher Wray, by the way, has allowed almost all of these people to stay there. Now, he removes McCabe as the deputy director only after he goes to Capitol Hill and reads this four-page memo. If he was surprised after having read the four-page memo,
yep,
then he's a horrible FBI director who's blind.
So, Joe DeGeneva, just let me understand, are you calling for Christopher Wray to step down as FBI director?
Well, if I were the president, and he offered me his resignation, like he apparently threatened to do in a leak to the New York Times, I would certainly accept it.
You're going to be on Fox News tonight?
I will be on Tucker Carlson.
Fantastic. We will be tuning in for that. Joe DeGeneva, can't thank you enough for your insight into this, and please do come back on the show.
Anytime. Thanks a lot. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles, baby. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
You bet. You bet. Bye-bye.
Ricioli 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.